It's time for the Swap Shop Hour. Give us a call at 740-383-9944. It's time for Swap Shop. Come on, friends. If you're going to sell it, we're going to tell it. So pick up your phone and let me make it perfectly clear. It's time for Swap Shop. Good old Swap Shop. We're gonna try and sell it here. 740-383-9944.
Well, good afternoon. This is Glenn Coble, and it's 12:15, and you're listening to WWGH 107.1 FM, and this is Swap Shop. We are going to open up the phone. The phones are open now, as a matter of fact, and the phone number is 740-383-9944. I'll give you that in a couple of minutes after I read a couple of announcements that we have been contacted about. We will do announcements for you. If you're interested in getting an announcement of a yard sale or a church program or any non-profit organization that wants to announce an event that they're having, we'd be glad to do those for you. We have a couple, as a matter of fact, right now, and we will do those. Also, if you're interested in selling your tchotchkes, getting rid of that mailbox that you tore down a month ago and don't know what to do with, maybe we can sell it for you for a couple bucks. If you've got just about anything, especially smaller things, we will not take stuff like automobiles, because they require that you have registration. Guns require registration. We won't take boats. They do too. Real estate, of course. But most other little things that you like to get rid of, we will be glad to announce them on the air for you. Okay, that number again, 740-383-9944. We understand. At this time, with the COVID-19 virus running rampant throughout the world, we know we're not going to get a whole lot on this, but there are people that are having yard sales, and we'd love to put your yard sale on. Make sure when you're having a yard sale, or even if you're just selling an item to somebody, or that you're buying an item from somebody, keep your 6 feet distance, and do try to wear your mask if you're getting, especially if you're going to be close to anybody. But I think it's the law now. Wear your mask when you're out in public. It's not only will protect you, but it's really there to protect me from you. It's there to protect the other person. And so it's not the incoming germies, it's the outgoing germies that are more stopped by wearing a mask. So yesterday I went to the grocery store, and I saw a young man absolutely did not have a mask and looked like he was proud that he didn't have a mask on, even though it said on the door, you must wear a mask to go in. Now, I felt like saying something. My wife said, isn't that the grocery store's responsibility? And I guess it was, and I didn't say anything to him, but I gave him the evil eye. I know, I'm an old white guy, and I do that sort of thing. But anyway, a couple of things that we have here to announce on Swap Shop. The Richland Road Church of Christ, that's at 535 Richland Road, and the Church of Christ of Marion here is having their food bank giveaway this Saturday, August 29th at 9 a.m. Also, their clothing house will also be open. I didn't know they had that went along with the food bank, but that's on the 29th, starting at 9 a.m., 535 Richland Road, Church of Christ. All right. The second item that we have, we were talking with James Anderson here on the air earlier, and he gave us a bunch of things to announce. But the one thing I'm going to announce right now, because it's happening on September 1st, and it's hard to imagine here. I'm pulling up my phone to see what the date is here. Well, it's the 27th right now, but that means we're only 5 days away from the 1st, which is a Tuesday. And on September 1st is a Tuesday. And on September 1st, the Tall Gray Grass Trail is going to have a park trash pickup. And it's going to start at the trailhead, which is right out there off of... I can't remember the name of that road. Oh, shoot. Anyway, it's going to start at the trailhead, and they're going to provide the bags. We'd like you to bring your own gloves and water if you need some water, because you're going to be hiking for about 2.5 miles and cleaning up, cans and papers and stuff like that. So that will be on the 1st, September 1st. The park trash pickup out at Tall Grass Trail. Help them out. They could certainly use that help. If you want to send in something like that, we will be more than happy to take your postcards or anything that you might want to send to us at WWGH Radio, 165 West Center Street, Suite 208 here in Marion, Ohio, 43302. Let me give that to you again. You got your pencil out. I'll give you both the phone number and the place to write in case you want to send us a postcard with something that you want us to announce. WWGH Radio, 165 West Center Street, Suite 208, Marion, Ohio, 43302. And the phone number, if you have something, any tchotchkes you want to sell today, the phone number is 740-383-9944. We're going to do some trivia today. It's a lot easier to do trivia than it used to be. When I was a kid, trivia was hard to find. Now there are books and books and books and books filled with trivia. I'm going to start this one off with, and by the way, the way I play trivia here is we will give you a question. I'll answer probably 75% of them fairly soon, but occasionally I will say, I'll give you 3 minutes to call in on this one, and then we give you a little time if you want to call in and show the rest of your neighbors how smart you are. You can call in with the answer. I have my pen, by the way, ready for anybody that's going to call in and try and sell something on Swap Shop. So you're more than welcome to call 740-383-9944. Same number if you have the answers to our trivia questions. All right? All right. Which insect can indicate the air temperature? Now, this is something I should have asked James about to see if he could give us the scientific way you can do that. But the answer to that is the cricket. The cricket. But it has something to do with the number of times it chirps. Gives you an indication of what the temperature is. Now, I don't know if that's more old wives' tale or more truth, but that's what it says right here on my trivia book, and it's never wrong. I hope you've had a good week. I had a good week. I got my tomatoes started turning red, which was something that kind of surprised me. I thought they were all going to be gone because they were all green so long, and now all of a sudden they're starting to change. And my zucchini started to give forth zucchini fruit, which I hadn't seen. I had had a couple come and go. I mean, they just rotted on the vine. You know, they grew out to about 2 inches and then died. And then I also started to get some cucumbers. So I guess we're doing well. I was able also to chop off a lot of my, I have sage, I have basil, I have chives. What else? I have all sorts of herbs in my, I have an herb garden. I have a perennial garden, I have an herb garden, I have a vegetable garden, and then I have a junk garden. It goes, anything that's living, coming out of my basement in the early spring, I put it in there. I try to start stuff early. And my herbs did very well, and I was able to put, you know, chop them up and, well, not chop them up, but I put them in sprigs of basil and, well, all different types of herbs, and gave some to my neighbors, each one of my neighbors. So it was, made me feel good. And then my neighbor gave me some peach/mango jelly that was absolutely fantastic. I was thinking about this while I was thinking about the things that we give to each other. You know, I don't go through the health department to give my neighbors those herbs. And I do wash them, but I don't go through my health department. And so you never know. You better know your neighbors if they're going to give you stuff. Right? All right. What candy ran the promotion for baseball's 1 millionth run? What candy was that? What do you think of the baseball players from different teams saying they won't play in protest? There were baseball teams, there were basketball teams. It started, I think, with the basketball, the NBA, and it's now expanded to most of the national level sports teams. I don't think football said that they're going to do anything, but most of the other national sports have come out and said we won't play, or some of our players won't play in response to what's going on right now. All right, we have a phone call. Let's go to the phones. You're on the air. How can we help you?
Hey, I want to call in with a swap shop item.
Yes, sir. Give it to me and we'll get it on the air.
I've got a plastic tote.
Plastic tote?
No, wait a minute. Don't get excited. What I did, I cleaned out my toolbox. I got all kinds of screwdrivers, hammers, a drill in there, a sander in there, just all kind of tools that I don't use anymore.
Yep.
I want $25 for the whole mess.
Oh, my goodness. Are most of these things hand tools, not electric?
Oh, yeah, they're all. Well, there's hand tools. There is an electric sander and electric drill in there.
Okay. All right. And all you want is $25?
Yep. Just got to get rid of this stuff. I got too much of it sitting around.
Yeah, I'm kind of that way, too. I have, I guess I probably have 50 screwdrivers. How many do you need, right?
Right.
Yeah.
I'm probably up to a couple hundred.
Oh, my. You are loaded. All right, so you've got
a 50-year collection.
So you got this tote full of tools, and it does include an electric sander and an electric screwdriver or drill.
Yep.
And then the rest of the stuff is basically hand tools. But all you want is 25.
Yeah, there's a couple of saws in there and hammers and all kind of stuff.
You can't buy a good saw for $25.
Well, the saws are in there, miter saws.
Yeah.
In fact, I don't think they've ever been used.
Oh, my goodness. All right. What phone number should they call the
line?
740-802. Was that 812?
802.
802. Yep. 38. 80. Okay, let me read this back to you. You got a bunch of tools, just a whole bunch, and includes all sorts of hand tools, electric sander, electric drill. All you want is $25 for all these tools, and your phone number is 740 802 3880. Is that correct?
That's it.
All right. I hope we can get them going for you.
Well,
thanks for calling Swap Shop.
We'll start cleaning something else out next week.
There you go. We'll have you on the air next week.
All right.
All right. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye. All right. There you go. That sounds like a good deal. All sorts of tools. Saws, hammers, screwdrivers, electric sander, electric drills. He's got it all in a tote, apparently, and all he wants is $25. You got to go for that. Somebody's got to go pick that up. His phone number, 740-802-3880. 740-802-3880. All right, we'll read that all a little later in the show, and we'll keep on reading these messages also that we have from the Parks District and also from one of the churches in town. So we'll go back and read those in a couple minutes so that you can get the phone numbers. If you want to contact me and sell some of your stuff, or if you're trying just to make an announcement about stuff, 740-383-9944. All right, where were we? What candy ran the promotion for baseball's 1,000,000th run? Tootsie Rolls. Tootsie Rolls did that. Do you like Tootsie? I like Tootsie Rolls. They're not good for my fillings. They tend to pull on my teeth in ways that I'm not really comfortable with, especially at my age. But the Tootsie Roll ran a promotion for baseball's 1,000,000th run. I wonder who hit the 1,000,000th run. I'm going to have to go back and look that up. That would be another good trivia question that I don't happen to have the answer to. What country is the band The Cranberries from? Now, I got to tell you, I'm not a big fan of the name of that band, but from where it comes from, sounds like it might be quite interesting music. Well, tell us where it comes from, all right? I'll give you a few seconds to think that. I'll tell you what, I'm going to give you 3 minutes to answer that one. That one's a tough one. What country is the band The Cranberries from? Now, I used to be in a folk trio called Raspberries and Strawberries. No, my folk trio was called Overland Singers. But we did an album we called Raspberries and Strawberries. And that sold pretty well for us. I think we ended up selling about 25,000 of those albums. It was a good deal for somebody. We didn't make much money on it. I think our royalties was like a penny per album. It was terrible back in those days. Well, we didn't have a lawyer or any really good representation. I think WGN was the organization that paid for the album to be cut. It was a pretty good album. Occasionally you'll find it on Amazon or on Facebook. You'll find one of our albums. And the last one I saw that was on, I think it was on, not Facebook, eBay. The last one I saw on eBay was selling for $35, and it didn't last very long. I don't know why people wanted that. And it was kind of rough. It was recorded in mono. It wasn't stereo. I mean, back then, nothing was stereo. But it was recorded in mono, and we were just three young men all singing in. Well, we did have a professional studio we did it in, but when I listen to it, I think, boy, we could have done that a lot better if we had all the electronic stuff that they have now. They can make even me sound good nowadays with the electronic stuff. All right. Blueberries are native to which continent? Blueberries. This one should be an easy one for you. I used to pick blueberries with my mom. She would we would go out to a place where you pick your own, right? And we'd pick blueberries. I like doing that. And I usually ended up with pretty blue mouth and pretty blue fingers because I'd squash them or I'd eat them. But they're native to North America. They're our own fruit right here. Now, James Anderson is going to, next month when he comes in, is going to talk about pawpaws. And I didn't really realize a lot of people do eat pawpaws. He says they are spectacularly good tasting. So we're going to find out All right. The question about, I already answered that question. Cranberries. The name of the band is The Cranberries. Nobody seems to know them. That's okay. I didn't know them either. They're from Ireland. I wonder if they sing that Irish folk music. Probably not. It says what country is the band from. It doesn't say what genre they play in. So let's go back and talk to you about some of the things, the announcements we're supposed to make. One of the announcements, we'll go back on the Tall Grass Trail. They're going to have on September 1st, which I believe is a Tuesday, they're going to have a park trash pickup. That's really good. If you can go out and help them do things like that, they will really appreciate that. They try to keep the place looking good, and it does look good most of the time. But the park trash pickup is going to be on September 1st, and they're going to start around 9 a.m. at the trailhead there at the beginning of the Tall Grass Trail. And they'll provide the bags, so you don't have to worry about that. But they would like you to bring your own gloves. And if you need water, which you probably should have some water, because I'm guessing that on September 1st, it's still going to be pretty warm. And so bring your own water with you. And the trail that they're going to clean up is about 2.5 miles long. They're going to go all the way out from the trailhead, all the way out to where the lake is, go around the lake, and come all the way back. So that'll be good for you. So if you're interested in doing that, head on out to the Tall Grass Trail on September 1st at 9 o'clock and help them out. All right? We also have another announcement, the Richland Road Church of Christ, which happens to be at 535 Richland Road. Here in Marion, and they're having a food bank giveaway. That's this coming Saturday, August 29th, so you don't have much time, but they're going to have a food bank giveaway, not a sale, a food bank giveaway, it says, on the August 29th at 9 a.m. And they're also going to have their clothing house open. I didn't know that they had that. That's a wonderful thing. A lot of our churches are the fallback institutions that since we're struggling with our governmental owned places, we have to fall back on the churches to keep our safety net alive here in the United States. All right. We also have a gentleman called in. He has a tub full of tools. That sounds like a good marketing name. Anyway, the tools, he has all sorts of tools, he says. You know how you are when you're a guy. You tend to collect tools. And like he said, he had a couple hundred of screwdrivers. I know I have several dozen screwdrivers, all, you know, not of a varying size, as many of the same size. But he's got all sorts of tools, and saws, electric sander, electric drill, hammers. You name it, sounds like he's got it. All he wants is $25. Even if you get a bunch that you already have, it might be worth it to go pick up so you can have something to give to your grandkids, right? His phone number is 740-802-3880. I hope he hadn't gotten rid of them all yet. But it sounds to me like he wants to sell them all at once. So give that gentleman a call, and maybe you can hook up and get bunches of tools. Yeah, that would be great for a new family getting together. You know, a husband and wife, and they just got their first house or just got their first apartment, don't have any tools. Go pick those up. It sounds like a good deal. Even if some of them are not very good shape, you can pitch them, or you can give them to friends. But for $25, that's well worth it. You can't buy very many tools by themselves for $25. All right, back to the trivia. You are listening, by the way, to WWGH 107.1 on the FM dial, And next week, by the way, next week on Progressive Life, which I have on Wednesdays from 12:15 to 1 o'clock, we're going to have Mike Larson on. Mike is he's a master of lots of trades. He was a teacher. He was a politician. He was a stand-up comedian. Appeared on Leno a couple of times. He was that good. He helped other politicians become what they had become, one of which is, now, of course, it fell out of my head just as I was going to say. She's from California. Well, that's where he came from. Anyway, Mike is going to be on my show, A Progressive Life, next Wednesday from 12:15 to 1 o'clock, and he's going to kind of give us a backward look or a look back to the two conventions that went on, the Republican convention, which is, I believe, finishing today, and the Democratic convention, which finished last week on Thursday, I believe. And he's going to compare and contrast. So I hope you tune us on, and we will talk about that. And he's going to be here in studio, so you can call in and call us bad names, or call in and agree with us, or call in and tell us what you think about both of the conventions. I've listened to both of them. I listened more to the Democratic one, as you know, since my the name of my show is A Progressive Life. That kind of implies that I probably listened more to that. But I have listened to the Republican convention to some degree, and we'll talk about it. We'll talk about the goods and the bads of both of them. I try not to see bad in any of it. It's just I see differences, but trying to find bad in it. I'm not one of those people that say, oh, she should have won. Well, I do. I say it to my wife. I occasionally say to my wife, I don't like her haircut, or she shouldn't have worn red with those blue shoes. My wife thinks I should have been a fashion person. I'm probably not very good at it. I think I am, but I'm not. All right. Back to the trivia question. Well, speaking of politics, here's one right here. A book by Barack Obama is titled The Audacity of What? Okay, I'll give you a couple of minutes if you want to try to answer that one and get an attaboy. That's all we've got to give away anymore with the COVID-19 going through around. We just don't invite a lot of people up to the station. And if you do come up here, we stay 6 feet away from you with our masks on. All right. All right, let's see. So a couple of minutes if you want to give us the answer. The book by Barack Obama is titled The Audacity of What? All right, let's continue on. We got about another 18 minutes to go, and you can call in at 740-383-9944 if you have something you want to get rid of, and we'll try to get rid of it for you, all right? Or if you have a yard sale that you're going to have this weekend. There are lots of yard sales going on. I'm always surprised when I see that. I don't know how you stay 6 feet away from each other, especially when you're going to pay for it. But there are ways. Yeah, there are ways. And I'm sure people are trying to do the best they can. What type of lens has a thin middle and makes objects appear smaller? What type of lens? The middle of the lens gets skinnier, and it makes object appear smaller. The other type of lens is called a convex lens, the one that's got a fat middle and makes things look bigger. But the one that makes things look smaller is called a concave lens. And we use those in all sorts of different instruments, scientific instruments. All right. We're still looking for somebody to answer. A book by Barack Obama is titled The Audacity of What? What is the last word of that title? All right. What is the Hawaiian name for yellow fin tuna? Hello, caller. How can we help you?
Yeah, you're looking for the Audacity of Hope, right?
And you got it, and you got an attaboy. Let's give you a pat on the back. Audacity of Hope.
There you go.
All right. Thank you.
I still got my tools.
You still got them? Nobody's called yet, huh? Okay. I'll keep mentioning it.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. He still got his tools, everybody. Let's make sure that he doesn't have any tools when we're done with today's show. We've got about 15, 16, 17, 16 minutes left to go. We'd like to get rid of his tools. Let me read that to you again, all right? He's got a whole bunch of tools, just piles of tools, and he's going to sell them all for $25. He's got included in that is an electric sander and an electric drill. Boy, I could certainly use an electric sander. Now, I have a good drill. But anyway, his phone number. You ready? Please call this gentleman. He's loaded down. He's trying to get rid of this stuff. 740-802-3880. And you, too, can be the owner of tons of tools. Oh, I like that. I'm so good with alliteration today. Tons of tools and plastic tools. 740-802-3880. Give him a call. All right. What is the name, the Hawaiian name for yellowfin tuna? Ahi. And I think I've heard it pronounced ahi ahi before. So anyway, that's the name. And that's the Hawaiian name, ahi. So if you're ever in Hawaii and you want fish, say ahi. And they'll bring you some excellent fish. I don't know that I've ever had yellowfin tuna. I may have, but I'm not a big fish eater. I'm sorry. Rihanna banned fans from bringing what items to her UK concerts in 2008. Rihanna banned fans from bringing what type of items to her UK concerts in 2008. I think this is a great idea, unless it's raining. Does that give you a hint? She didn't want people bringing umbrellas to her concerts in the UK back in 2008. I can understand that. It makes it very difficult to see the star or see what's going on. And why would you want to go to a concert? First of all, I'm not a big concert fan going anyway. The last concert that I went to was Ike and Tina Turner. That shows you how long ago that was. My wife was in college at the time. So that puts it back in the 60s, late 60s. Anyway, I'm really not a big concert goer. I the only crowds I've ever liked to go to, I used to love to go to the Indy 500, but I liked it. I liked the crowds for that, but I really just liked the noise. And lots of people, unfortunately, a lot of people were pretty drunk, but I just liked the noise and the. It seemed to be a lot of joy, but I don't find that when I've seen concerts on TV. Maybe there is a lot of joy. I have gone by concert sites when a concert's going on, and I would think from the smells that I smelled, there probably was a lot of joy going on. All right. Who created the alien rock star Ziggy Stardust? An alien rock star, not just your run-of-the-mill rock star. Who created this alien rock star called Ziggy Stardust? Now, you're going to have to look him up. I really can't tell you much about him, but David Bowie was the creator of Ziggy Stardust. Now, David Bowie's one of those singers that sometimes I like his stuff and sometimes I hate his stuff. It's just that clear to me. Some of his things are just annoying, some of his songs. And others of his songs I really like. Yeah, well, I don't know what the difference is, but that's the way I feel, all right? And I'm sticking to it, right? Which young girl helped drive the English from French soil in the 15th century? She was a young woman, and she helped drive the English from French soil in the 15th century. I'll give you a few minutes to answer that question, all right? All right, meanwhile, we'll go back and mention the things that have been sent to us or told to us. Richland Road Church of Christ at 535 Richland Road is announcing that they're having their food bank giveaway this Saturday, August 29th at 9 a.m. They're also going to have their clothing house open. I suppose they give away clothing. I'm not sure. It doesn't say whether it's giveaway or for sale, but I'm guessing it's giveaway since they're having the food bank is a giveaway. So if you're running a little short and your kids need a little bit of something to eat, stop out there at 535 Richland Road to the Church of Christ on the 29th at 9 a.m. And pick up some stuff. We're trying to help each other get through this terrible time in the world's history. And it's not just the United States history. The world is not doing so well. All right, the second announcement that we have is on September 1st, which is Tuesday, the Tallgrass Trail is hosting a trash pickup day, a park trash pickup day. It's going to start at 9 o'clock, and it'll take about 2 hours, so because they're going to go along the trail out to the lake. They're going to go around the lake and come back and pick up any trash that they find along the way. Make that trail a lot prettier. I would guess that that's probably that mile, it's a little bit less than a mile to the Her Road. But you're going to be going around the lake, so it makes it a total of 2.5 miles out and back. And I would guess that's probably the area of the Tallgrass Trail that's most often walked on. Now, people that are on bicycles go a long way out there. But be careful. There are roads along there. I think James told me there were, 9 roads that cross the trail. And cars don't seem to slow down sometimes. So be careful. They would like you to bring your own gloves and water, but they'll provide the bags. So go out there and help them clean up the Tallgrass Trail on September 1st at 9 o'clock. All right. And let's see. We've got one last time. Well, maybe I'll give it 2 times, but this time we're going to re-announce that a gentleman has tools, just gobs of tools, and he's willing to sell them for $25, all of them, not just one of them, all of them, and it includes electric sander, electric drill, so you got a lot of tools. He just wants to clear out the house, right? He's probably got some really good tools that he's not going to sell. That's fine. That's what we do. That's why we have Swap Shop. His phone number, you ready? Get that pencil out. You ready? All right, 740-802-3880. And you are listening to Swap Shop here on WWGH. And we've been struggling a little bit since COVID-19. I won't say a little bit. We've been struggling mightily since COVID-19 hit us. A lot of people don't really want to go out and meet with other people. If you can call these people, call this gentleman's getting rid of the tools and say, I'll give you the $25, but I'd like to be able to put an envelope on your porch and you put the tub of tools out by it, and that way we won't have any connection, and I'll wear a mask and you wear a mask. I bet that'll work. Give it a shot. What the heck? For $25, a tub full of tools sounds good to me. All right, let's continue on. I'm still waiting for the answer, if you happen to know what the answer is. An English, a French person, young girl, drove the English from French soil in the 15th century. Who was her? Okay, I only have a couple more questions, and we will be out of here for the day. The U.S. president who coined the phrase "God to the last," or God, yes, "good to the last drop." Now, I remember "good to the last drop" being, wasn't it Maxwell Coffey's coined phrase? But anyway, what U.S. president coined that phrase, "good to the last drop"? He was referring to some sort of coffee. I don't know. Maybe it was Maxwell House coffee. It was Theodore Roosevelt. Good old Teddy Roosevelt said coffee was good to the last drop. I'm one of those. I used to drink about 8 cups a day back when I was in the service. I drank a lot of coffee in the morning before I had to go out and do my gig. But I've gotten it back to 2 mugs of coffee a day now. And sometimes I don't even do the second one. So it used to make me get so jittery that I had to lay down on the floor in my apartment when I was in the Army. I'd have to lay down on the floor at lunchtime and just let my body calm down. Way too much coffee. What is the biggest supermarket chain in the United States? The biggest supermarket chain in the United States. That'll be an interesting answer. I'll give that to you in a couple of minutes. Now, we're still waiting for somebody to answer the question, what French girl drove the English from French soil in the 15th century? I'll give you the answer for the supermarket chain right now, but right after that, I'm going to give you the answer of what French girl, so you're missing out on getting your attaboy. The biggest supermarket chain in the U.S., Kroger Company. Did you know that? Kroger Company is the biggest supermarket chain. Now, I don't know if they consider Walmart a supermarket chain. I would guess not. But supermarket exclusively, Kroger's is the biggest supermarket chain in the U.S. All right. We're going to go back and tell you. I would have thought somebody would have known this, and you probably did. You're just bashful. You didn't want to call in to the radio station. The young girl, the young French girl who drove the English from the French soil in the 15th century was, of course, Joan of Arc, who suffered a untimely demise. So we do terrible things to our fellow citizens, don't we? And I call all people of the world fellow citizens. We seem to find ways to kill in new methods. I'll give you 2 more questions, then I'll give you the phone number for the gentleman with the tools, and we're going to be out of here because we only have about 3 minutes to go. You ready? Okay, here's question second, the penultimate question. The penultimate question, that means second to last, is on every continent, there is a city named what? This is kind of cool. I would never have guessed this. Every continent, there is a city named Rome. I guess everybody wanted to be Roman back in the day. All right, and which name are the Sandwich Islands better known as? The Sandwich Island. No, it's not. What you're thinking. The Sandwich Islands are better known as Hawaii. I didn't know that. Did you know that? I knew it after I read it. All right, we've only got about a minute to go. Maybe a minute and a half. Let me go back over these announcements. So we have the Tallgrass Trail is having a trash pickup on September 1st, starting at 9 o'clock. Head on out there. Bring your own gloves and your own water, but they'll provide you with bags. And also the Richland Road Church of Christ at 535 Richland Road will be having their food bank giveaway. That's a giveaway, food bank giveaway, this Saturday, on the 29th, starting at 9 a.m. They will also have their clothing house open to people. One other thing, we still have 1 minute to go. So that gives me enough time to read this one last time. Help this gentleman get rid of his tools. He's got all those tools sitting in a box, and he's trying to get rid of them so he can clean out his house. Aren't we all trying to do that during this virus thing? I've done a lot of stuff that I hadn't done before. All right. He's got gobs of tools. Everything, saws, hammers, screwdrivers, an electric sander, an electric drill. All he wants is $25. Give this man a call so he can get rid of this stuff and clean out his house. His wife or girlfriend or significant other is probably getting angry. He's got too much junk around the house, right? Ready for the phone number? Here it comes. 740-802-3880. 740-802-3880. Well, I hope you have a great day. Come
on
back.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 LP, Marion, Ohio.